This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. I'm a professor of theoretical physics here at the City College and the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. And today we're going to talk about one of the hot topics in science, and that is black holes. Scientists have now been able to photograph the image, or at least the silhouette, of a gigantic raging black hole 55 million light years from the planet Earth. And with us today is one of the world's leading specialists on black holes, Dr. Fulvio Melia. He's a professor of physics and astronomy at Arizona University in Tucson. And today we are going to talk about one of the most mysterious objects in the entire universe, black holes, which are now leaving the realm of science fiction and entering the realm of science fact. I should also point out that if you want to know more about what I do and what more about Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, talking about the destiny of humans as we explore outer space, as we go back to the moon, on to Mars, and perhaps even beyond that. And so go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out more about what I do for a living. Well, once again, today we are going to be talking about black holes. With us today is one of the world's leading experts on black holes, Dr. Fulvio Melia, professor of physics and astronomy in Arizona, author of 2 great books that I highly recommend, The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy and Cracking the Einstein Code. So, Dr. Melia, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
First question for you is, how did you as a youth, when you were a young kid, what sparked your interest in science?
For me, it was quite straightforward. I was lucky in retrospect that I grew up in the Southern Hemisphere. I grew up in Melbourne in Australia, and from the Southern Hemisphere, the view of the heavens is breathtaking. You can see the whole Milky Way from one horizon to the next, and I used to spend virtually every night outdoors. So I didn't know it at the time, but I think I was becoming an astronomer from a very young age. And of course, then I was about 11 years old when Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, and we saw that live in class, and that for me solidified the future career path. I think it was obvious that I wanted to do something that was space related right from then.
So as a kid, did you have a telescope and visits to the planetarium and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those were regular hobbies and activities that we used to engage in. And there was a local library that was well stocked with astronomy books and, of course, science fiction books as well. There was a very, very healthy distribution of astronomy books at all levels, from young age to older, that we could have access to. It's something that was more valuable, I think, than we realized at the time. Something that perhaps we don't have as much benefit of today, given that in many cities the libraries are not as well maintained now, unfortunately. Certainly in Australia that would be true, I would say.
Okay, well, let's just jump right into the topic of some of your books, The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy and Cracking the Einstein Code. First of all, what is a black hole? Can you give a very simple introduction to what is a black hole?
So, in general relativity, which, let's all remember, is a classical theory, it doesn't have the corrections that perhaps should be there from quantum mechanics, but in classical general relativity, there is no way to prevent a mass from collapsing to a point once it becomes compact enough. And the gravity becomes greater and greater, of course, as the mass collapses towards that point singularity, eventually being strong enough that it curves the paths of light so that even light can't come out radially from the object. So the object becomes dark. That's why Wheeler coined the term a black hole. It's not really a hole as such, but it's black in the sense that there are no particles of light that can escape from its clutches. Light moves inside, but it follows paths that are curved so that the light can never come out radially. We don't see it. So I suppose that would be the best way to characterize what a black hole is.
Okay, well, if a black hole is so massive that even light cannot escape, then even if you go back to Newton, go back 300 years to the time of Isaac Newton, wasn't there also a theorist who thought that even in Newton's theory of gravity, you could get a dark star that was massive enough that even light couldn't escape, even with Newton's equations?
Precisely, yes. That took a leap of imagination, though, because they didn't know back then exactly what light was. So the assumption was that light has a speed, a finite speed. There were indications that light traveled at a finite speed. And therefore, if one just simply takes the speed of light and considers it to be a dynamical quantity like a particle, then one can calculate how far that object or light would be able to go in a gravitational field before it converted all of its kinetic energy into gravitational potential energy. It's a rather simple application of Newton's equations, and it works because light has a particular speed, and if one assumes that that speed allows light to behave like a regular particle, then there's a maximum distance to which the light can propagate in a given gravitational field. And so one can calculate how strong that gravitational field has to be, which then gives an estimate of the mass of that object. And so the concept of a dark star, as you say, existed hundreds of years ago, actually, but it was based on the simple application of Newtonian dynamics, Newtonian gravity, and, you know, it was based on using a simplified view of light without them really knowing what light is, of course. One gets the same answer, as it turns out, for the mass, because the Schwarzschild radius, which emerges from Einstein's theory, has the same form. And there's a technical reason why it ends up being the same, but they wouldn't have known this at the time that they applied Newtonian theory, of course, and it wasn't obvious that it would end up this way. But the simple answer is that the coefficients that appear in Einstein's equations are actually related to Newton's gravitational potential. So in retrospect, it's not surprising that one gets the same expression, though we know that today, but it wouldn't have been at all obvious back then.
Okay. So, in other words, even in Newton's early theory of gravity, which was proposed centuries ago, has the object that is so massive that even light cannot escape. Now let's fast forward the clock to the year 1915. Einstein proposes this revolutionary theory of gravity, that gravity is a byproduct of the curvature of space-time. And then one year later, you mentioned Dr. Schwarzschild. He comes out with a solution of this equation. So what did Schwarzschild find in 1916, just 1 year after let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to go into Einstein's reaction to a black hole that maybe Einstein himself couldn't quite get his head around it. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612 612- 564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the topic of today is one of the hottest topics in science, and that is black holes. Black holes are leaving the realm of science fiction, and we can actually, quote, see them in outer space. And with us today is one of the world's leading experts on black holes, Dr. Fulvio Melia, a professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Arizona in Tucson, author of two great books about black holes, The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy, and Cracking the Einstein Code. Well, we last left off, we were talking about black holes, which are objects so massive that even light itself cannot escape. But the question is, if this is a byproduct of Einstein's theory, then what was Einstein's reaction when people found that there was this monster lurking at the center of his equations? And so what was Einstein's reaction when Professor Karl Schwarzschild, 1 year after relativity was proposed, comes out with this equation that predicts this monster at the center?
Right. Right. So there's actually a very interesting history about Schwarzschild. Schwarzschild was a professor from Potsdam University who was actually fighting on the Russian front at the time that he received Einstein's papers. And he did something that was quite obvious to somebody like Schwarzschild, who appreciated the beauty of symmetry and simplicity in mathematical physics. He simplified Einstein's equations as much as he could, assuming, for example, that the gravitational field should be independent of angle. It should just depend on distance, and tried to find the kind of object that would create a field like that. And he was able to find a solution with those simplifications that showed that the gravitational effect depended only on distance from the source, but his equation, which Einstein appreciated as being very elegant, also predicted that there should be a singularity, that there was no way to prevent the gravitational field from becoming super strong when the radius went to zero. And that was the part that Einstein always had difficulty with. So what Schwarzschild did was to first of all find a solution to Einstein's equations. It was a byproduct of those solutions, which Einstein appreciated, however, that also predicted that there should be this singularity, which was difficult to understand, and Einstein just had a revulsion towards that concept because he was a physicist who was, we would say, very level-headed. He didn't go to extremes, and something like a singularity, which would represent an infinite mass density, was absurd to him. He believed that nature didn't do something crazy like that. He was somebody who understood nature, of course, better than most other people, perhaps everybody at the time, and so to him this was an absurd concept. And it's ironic, of course, that maybe it's not so absurd after all.
Now, Einstein even published a paper where he, quote, proved that a black hole could never form, because if you have a swirling mass of gas that would eventually collapse into a star, that's how stars are formed, that he showed that the swirling mass of gas would never create this singularity that generates this the gravitational field of a black hole. But didn't Einstein neglect something? That his paper about swirling masses of gas being compressed to a black hole, didn't that leave out another alternative?
Yeah, so there were several simplifications that were made back then because, of course, he wasn't aware of all the characteristics of such environments that would emerge later on. But what he thought was not at all unreasonable. In fact, it's still correct in some sense. He was basing his assessment on the idea of a static solution, which is what Schwarzschild found. Schwarzschild's solution doesn't have any time dependence in it. Basically, what it's saying is if you have this object with a mass m, then you can calculate what we now call the Schwarzschild radius, which is effectively the transition from the outside to the interior of what we refer now to as a black hole. And the point is that because it's a static solution, then from the outside, if we follow the trajectory of particles or matter flowing inwards towards this radius, which represents what we now also refer to as the horizon, the event horizon of the black hole, to us it would take an infinite amount of time for that object or particles to transition across the horizon. So the notion then is that, you know, it should take an infinite amount of time to even form a black hole. So from that simple approach, one would argue that black holes have not completely formed in the universe, so they don't exist as black holes, according to Schwarzschild's solution. But as I say, that's based on the idea of a static solution. In reality, these objects don't behave statically. And in fact, we perceive that every object in the universe also has angular momentum. Matter doesn't fall in radially. It always has some sideways motion, and so it carries that angular momentum, as we call it, inwards as the matter plunges in. So the space-time surrounding such objects is never going to be static, and it's probably never going to have perfect isotropy either. There's going to be some angular dependence to the space-time surrounding such an object. But the fact that these objects are not static is what makes the difference and what presumably allows them to form. Because if you allow for the solutions to be time-dependent, then first of all, they're much more difficult to deal with analytically. One has to use computer programs to solve these equations numerically and follow both the spatial and temporal dependence of the plasma and where the event horizon forms and so on. It turns out that with time dependence, there isn't a fixed horizon. The horizon is changing, it's moving, as the object encompasses more and more of the matter falling in. So the defect in Einstein's thinking was not his concepts. They were absolutely foolproof and correct. But it's just that he was basing his analysis on all that he could do at the time, which was use a Schwarzschild static solution. And, of course, there were no computers back then. One couldn't solve the equations in detail the way that we can do so now. So he didn't have those resources. So, in other words, it was just a lack of information for him.
Also, around that time, J. Robert Oppenheimer, the physicist who would eventually invent the atomic bomb, he writes a paper with his students showing that if matter collapses, implodes, the sudden implosion could create a black hole, right? And that was a mechanism that was not fully appreciated back then, the concept of implosion to create a black hole, right?
Right, but what makes it work is the time dependence, exactly as you say. See, what they did was they solved the equations, not assuming that the object was static, like Schwarzschild's space-time metric would indicate, but rather they allowed for the space-time to change in time as well as space. And that's why following the dynamical infall of matter inside a star, a massive star, would be able to create the black hole, would be able to create something that has an event horizon, because it allows for this time evolution.
Okay, and I should point out that J. Robert Oppenheimer would go on to create the atomic bomb, and the Nagasaki bomb was based on the principle of implosion. By compressing plutonium, you can wipe out a city called Nagasaki. And the implosion mechanism actually came from the idea of creating a black hole. Well, let's move on, because now we have this photograph of a black hole. But some people say, well, black holes are invisible. They're so massive that even light cannot escape. That's why they're black. So what did we actually photograph, given the fact that a black hole is technically invisible?
Oh, that's an excellent question, and there's so much physics and there are so many concepts behind this. The point is that, as you say, black holes don't allow radiation to come to the outside except for a quantum mechanical effect, the Hawking radiation mechanism, which is so feeble that we really wouldn't have any chance of even seeing that radiation. But the reality is that black holes, to all intents and purposes, should be dark. We shouldn't be able to see the black hole directly. So what we see when we look at these objects is not light produced by the black hole directly, but light produced by matter and its surroundings.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Dr. Fulvia Melia, one of the world's leading experts on black hole physics. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who wants to sit behind the Oval Office at the White House in 2020, is calling on Congress to start impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro tells CNN he sees both sides.
Is there a political risk in pursuing impeachment? Of course the answer is yes. There is a political risk for Democrats. We saw what happened to Republicans in 1998 when they tried to impeach Bill Clinton. But I also think that there is an even greater risk to the country in doing nothing.
The Justice Department said Friday the subpoena issued by House Democrats for the full special counsel report is unnecessary. Justice Department spokesperson Carrie Kupik says Attorney General William Barr released the report with minimal redactions. David and Louise Turpin were sentenced Friday to 25 years to life for abusing 12 of their 13 children. They pleaded guilty in February to charges including torture and false imprisonment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Professor Fulvio Melia, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Arizona, author of a number of great books about black holes, including The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy and Cracking the Einstein Code. Well, where we last left off, we were talking about that photograph, that stunning photograph that was released showing the outline of a black hole, But since black holes are, quote, invisible, because even light cannot escape, that's why they're black, then the question is, what did we actually see in that photograph? So tell us, what was in that photograph, and did the photograph meet expectations of what a black hole should look like?
Oh, the answer to the last part is most definitely yes. This is so exhilarating for several reasons, but just to demonstrate how special this result is, as I started to say earlier, black holes are dark. We don't expect light to come directly from them. When we think of a supermassive object like the black hole at the center of our galaxy or the one in M87 in the photograph, which is about 6.5 billion times the mass of our sun, we imagine these objects attracting matter from their environment, which gets compressed and heated, and it radiates. So our instinct is to view these objects as being enshrouded by a hot glowing gas, a plasma. We wouldn't expect to be able to see the black hole directly. It takes a very special situation for that to happen. And this particular object, M87, like the black hole at the center of our galaxy, are unusual because these are massive black holes, but they're accreting very lightly. They're very weak compared to most of the other quasars, black holes that we know about in the cosmos. These objects are accreting so lightly that their spectrum becomes transparent at a particular wavelength, which is roughly in the millimeter range, which is why this experiment had to be done with radio telescopes. And the analogy here is, if you imagine walking around on a foggy day and then the fog starting to lift, the view becomes greater and greater. Eventually we can see through the fog. That's exactly what's happening here. As we increase the frequency or decrease the wavelength from very long radio waves down into the millimeter range, we start to see deeper and deeper into the object. And at about 1 millimeter, where this experiment was done, we can see all the way through. So what we're seeing in that image is light produced by hot plasma surrounding the black hole, but coming mostly from the sides and behind the black hole. That's why there's a shadow created in the front, and that's why this is called the shadow of the black hole, or the silhouette. Actually, shadow is a better representation of the naming, I think, but in the end it doesn't matter. The point is that the light would normally be produced behind the black hole, and it would propagate towards us, but because of the black hole's very strong gravity and the fact that it can bend light that would otherwise be passing on its side, the light is either absorbed by the black hole if it's incident on it directly, or it's bent towards us once it passes the black hole. And the net effect of these is to create this depression of light in the middle, which is what we're seeing in that image. So in other words, we're not really seeing the black hole directly. The horizon of the black hole would be about 40% of the
Okay, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the most mysterious object in the universe, the black hole. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio to discuss science. Give us a call.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our topic today is black holes. And, of course, science has now been able to photograph the shadow, the silhouette, the image of a black hole in outer space. With us today is one of the world's leading authorities on black hole physics, Dr. Fulvio Melia, author of a number of great books, including The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy and Cracking the Einstein Code. Well, the photograph that made headlines around the world is a photograph of the image of a gigantic black hole in the center of a galaxy, M87. It is 55 million light years from Earth. It weighs 6.5 billion times the mass of our own sun. Now, in our own galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, we have a black hole. A black hole in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius. So in principle, if you want to see the constellation Sagittarius tonight, go outside, look in the sky, because that is the center of the galaxy. The galactic nucleus is in the constellation of Sagittarius. So tell us a little bit about this black hole, which is not 55 million light years from Earth, but in our own backyard in the Milky Way galaxy. Tell us a little bit about our own black hole.
It's a very interesting object. In fact, it may be the most interesting of all the supermassive black holes for us. It's equivalent to the sun. Even though the sun is one of many stars, because it's so close to us, we understand it much better than other stars. And in a similar way, the black hole at the center of our galaxy, which we call Sagittarius A star, because it's so close, we understand it much better than the others do. In fact, the idea of this experiment to image a black hole was actually conceived for Sagittarius A star first. But there are several problems with looking at Sagittarius A star that are not present for M87, and that's why M87 ended up being the first to be imaged in this way. For one thing, when we look, you know, as you say, look to in the direction of Sagittarius A star, people don't necessarily realize that the reason that the center of our galaxy is so dark, relatively dark, is not because there aren't very many stars or light-emitting sources there. It's actually because of all the dust and gas along the line of sight, because we live in the plane of our galaxy. And in fact, if it wasn't for all of this dust and gas, the center of the Milky Way in the direction of Sagittarius A and the object Sagittarius A star would be brighter than the full moon every night, which would make astronomy very difficult, if not impossible. So in a sense, astronomers are lucky that there's a lot of dust and gas along the way. But for those of us who are interested in black holes, of course, it makes it very difficult to study this object. But this object is about 2,000 times smaller than the black hole in M87. And by the way, M87 is a special galaxy. M87 is at the center of the Virgo cluster toward where we reside. So it's an anchor galaxy. That's why that black hole is so enormous compared to the others, 2,000 times bigger than our own. But of course, our black hole is much closer. It's only 28,000 light years away compared to 55 million light years. So it's much closer. Even though it's smaller in projection, it looks larger, and we have a better hope of understanding its characteristics. That's why there was a lot of work done in the 1990s to understanding how it functions and how the concept of an event horizon telescope finally emerged. It was actually created for that object, even though, as I say, because of all these other problems, it turns out that M87 was easier to look at. M87 doesn't lie in the plane of our galaxy. It's off the plane. So when we look at it, we don't suffer the same kind of extinction of the light coming towards us. But Sagittarius A star is one of the weakest quasars that we know about. It's accreting at a very low level, so it too has a spectrum that becomes transparent at millimeter wavelengths. And the EHT, the Event Horizon Telescope, has been looking at it and will look at it again in the near future. There's another factor that I should mention that makes it more difficult, unfortunately, to image than M87, and that has to do with the fact that it's very variable on short timescales. With M87, one can stare at it for an hour or two and see a relatively stable environment, but that's not true for Sagittarius A star.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. We are talking about black holes with one of the world's leading authorities, and his two books are The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy and Cracking the Einstein Code. So, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about black holes. The whole world is talking about the fact that science fiction is, well, science fact is catching up to science fiction. We actually have seen the shadow, the silhouette of a black hole. And there's a black hole raging at the center of our own galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. And if you want to find out more about black holes, get a copy of Professor Melia's books, The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy and Cracking the Einstein Code. Well, if you've ever been to a planetarium and you listen to children talk about black holes, they always ask two questions about black holes. One is, what happens if you fall into a black hole? And two, what's on the other side of a black hole? And there's a movie, Interstellar, and Kip Thorne, Nobel Prize winner, was one of the consultants for that film, and they actually approach and go through the event horizon. So first of all, tell us what happens as you approach the point of no return. The Schwarzschild radius, once you go past that point, you don't come back. But what kinds of distortions of space-time occur as you get closer and closer to the event horizon?
Right. So it really depends on how massive the black hole is versus the size of the spaceship or the individual falling in. For these supermassive black holes, as we get closer and closer to the event horizon, it starts to look flatter and flatter to us, like on the surface of the Earth, because we're so small compared to the Earth. To us, the Earth looks flat. It looks like it shouldn't have any spherical geometry at all. And something analogous to that happens with these supermassive black holes. Because their event horizon is so big, the radius is so big compared to us, as we approach the event horizon, there wouldn't be any lateral effects. It would be for us just passing through, no tidal effects, as these are called. So we would just fall. We would pass right through. Time would continue on our clock, falling with us as if nothing were happening. But what we see on the outside, of course, is entirely different. As we get close to the event horizon, we would notice that the universe behind us is progressing into the distant future. And in fact, as we cross the event horizon, the rest of the universe on the outside would progress to the to its infinite future. For us, there would be no effect because we're in a free-falling frame. Gravity wouldn't be present in our frame of reference. So what we see on our clock would be as if we were very far away from the black hole. But unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to survive very long. Once we cross the event horizon, it would only take a few minutes for us to eventually find our way to the singularity in the middle. And of course, then gravity would become super strong and we would get crushed and we would cease to exist in our present form. With smaller black holes, we wouldn't even have that luxury of getting that close. For example, if the sun were to collapse into a black hole, its radius would only be 3 kilometers, which is still large compared to us, but not super large. And as we would near the event horizon of such a small black hole, we would actually get stretched out in a process that's called colloquially spaghettification, because we would get stretched out and distorted and extended, and we would, of course, be disrupted and destroyed even before we were able to cross the event horizon. So at least with the super massive black holes, that wouldn't happen. We would be able to cross the event horizon, but as I say, a few minutes later, we would end cease to exist anyway, because we would find our way down to the singularity.
Okay, now let me ask you a question about rotating black holes. An acquaintance of yours, Dr. Roy Kerr, in 1963, found a solution of Einstein's equations, which is rotating, and it collapses not to a dot of infinite density, but to a ring of incredible density. But if you fall through the ring under certain circumstances, you can go right through the ring to a parallel universe. Now, this, of course, is pure mathematics. But tell us a little bit about the rotating black hole, because most black holes are rotating, and they collapse not to a dot, but to a ring.
Exactly, yeah. So the space-time around these black holes, we believe, is better represented by the Kerr solution rather than Schwarzschild solution, although Schwarzschild solution is still a pretty good representation in many cases. But since all matter is moving sideways relative to everything else in the universe, it's very unlikely that any black hole that would have formed by now would have no rotation at all. It would be spinning at some level, probably not at a very high level in many cases, but spinning nonetheless. And this is where Roy Kerr enters the scene, because the solution for the space-time surrounding a spinning object can be quite different from that Schwarzschild found. There are several effects that manifest themselves in this context that wouldn't be apparent otherwise. For example, frame dragging. This is an interesting phenomenon in which someone can find themselves being dragged around the black hole, even if they were not moving relative to the space within which they find themselves. This frame dragging induces a rotation around the black hole even without any angular momentum. So this is one phenomenon that can change the structure of the space-time and can actually allow matter to get even closer to the singularity than would otherwise be possible. So the event horizon around a spinning object has a different size. It's more compact. And there are actually two event horizons.
Well, I'm afraid our time is up on Science Fantastic. So once again, our special guest today was Professor Fulvio Melia. Thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And once again, get a copy of his books. They're great books. The Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy and Cracking the Einstein Code. And as we mentioned, Professor Melia is a professor of physics and astronomy at Arizona University in Tucson, one of the leaders in the recent discovery that has changed our astronomy books. All astronomy books are going to have to be rewritten because black holes are leaving the realm of science fiction and going into the realm of science fact, as we can actually see the shadow of a black hole in outer space. And give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135 is the number to call, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.